hanging in there. The snow, man, bad.
Oh yeah, man. How's the snow up in Morgantown? Is it pouring down there?
Yeah, it was bad this morning. Roads were really bad.
It's not too bad.
It's kind of slowed down a little bit. Yeah.
It's not too bad here in Charleston. I mean, we hardly ever get any snow down through here.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while we will, but
yeah, this is the most snow we've got in all year by far.
All right, man. Well, let's jump into this thing. First off, I just want to ask you, how would you assess your team's performance up to this point? Because, you know, we've talked. It's been a little while since we've talked. I think it was actually around Big 12 Media Days. But how would you assess your team's performance? You know, you started conference play 0-2, and then, you know, you rip off several wins. So would you say your squad sort of peaking at the right time?
Well, yeah. I mean, the issue we've had all year, we've had to reinvent our team, you know, because of injuries and people not with us anymore. So that's been an issue. And then I thought we was playing better, and then Katrina Pardee went down with an ankle surgery. And so we had to do it again, and we were left with 8 players. So, but, you know, with 8 players, I got to give them credit. They're playing with a lot of heart, but they're concentrating, they're focused, and they're doing everything they can.
Yeah, if you join us here on the Brandon Lowe Show, talking with Mike Carey, WVU women's basketball head coach. And, yeah, it seems like you just can't catch a break, Coach, with those injuries, man.
No, I know, man. Especially the last couple years, I mean, we've had a lot of injuries. But, you know, that's part of the game, I guess. But, you know, I'd like to go in 1 year and have a full squad once in a while. That'd be nice. But our girls are doing a good job with what we have.
You won, I believe, 6 of your last 7 games. I'm keeping the math. I'm not very good at math, but I think you guys are 6 of your last 7. You've held Kansas State to 30 points, and you recently got that big-time win on the road over nationally ranked Texas.
Yeah.
What has been some of the ingredients for your recent success, diving into that? Is it just coming together as a team? Because you mentioned those injuries, but what have you seen differently maybe out of your team in this streak compared to when they first started the journey in conference play?
Yeah, I think our defense is better. I think we're paying attention to detail on defense a lot more, the scouting reports. The other thing, I think that everybody knows their role a lot better right now, and everybody's doing their role on the team. And, you know, needless to say, you know, we have Madison Smith, a freshman, you know, is our starting point guard, is doing a good job against pressure. Tynese is doing a good job, and then you have you know, the rest of the players are really doing a great job, too. So everybody knows their role right now, and that makes a big difference.
You know, mentioning that Texas game, that was big for your program because it was the first win over Texas at their arena. It was the last team you guys haven't defeated on the road in Big 12 play. And when you get a win like that, what does it do for the rest of the year, or what could it do for the rest of the year as far as momentum's concerned?
Well, I think it gives you confidence. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I think you have confidence that you can go in to places that nobody expects you to win the game and go in there and beat them. And, you know, honestly, we went in there, we outplayed them. We went out, we played better defense. I mean, we had an opportunity, missed a bunch of foul shots down the stretch, or we would have won by more. But hey, that says a lot about our players, that they were very focused, had a confidence to go in and beat a team like Texas, which, you know, you look at anybody that watched the game, you know, we fouled out both of our post players early in the fourth quarter and was playing with people that out of position but was still able to get the win. So that says a lot about the young ladies.
We have Coach Mike Carey, WVU women's basketball coach, and we're talking about the season so far, and it's been fun, man, watching you guys play. Speaking of some of those players, senior Naomi Davenport has been huge for you guys. I mean, she's been racking up those double-doubles, and you talk about her presence on the boards, but just on offense alone, too, she can take over some of those games.
Yeah, and she's one of our leaders. She's a big-time leader for us on and off the floor. Like you said, you know, she had the flu there for last week and temperature and that, and was able to play and fight through that. You know, she's just been a great player for us for the last 2 years. And like you said, sometimes, you know, she'll get you double-doubles. When you need her to get a big rebound, or you need her to make a big three or drive it to the rim, she's the one we look for, and she really does a great job with that for us.
We talked about having Tynese Martin back this year, and she scored a season-high 27 points in Austin, 16 in the first quarter, which was just massive there and big for that. But talk about some of the biggest differences you've seen since Martin has returned to the roster, and just kind of watching her get back to full speed.
Yeah, I just think she has a lot more confidence in her foot right now. I think she's getting back to, you know, some of the things she was doing before she was injured. And she's hitting a shot right now, but she's also attacking the rim, which is big, and she's moving well without the ball. And I felt early in the year she was real tentative on that foot and really didn't move like she is right now. So hopefully, you know, that'll continue. She's playing very well right now. Naomi's playing very well. You know, I think Kari, our other freshman, is doing a great job for us, and Madison Smith's doing a good job for us. And then Lucky Rudd, which was eligible, became eligible in January, has really been doing a great job for us also.
Yeah, the girls coming together. I got to know, Coach, from a scale from 1 to 10, how excited were you for that water bath after the Texas upset? Those girls surprised you a little bit,
though. I tell you what, that was so cold, man. I couldn't talk anyway. I don't know. I lost my voice midway through the game. That's probably why we won, because I couldn't talk. I lost my voice midway through the game. And when that water was cold. But, you know, it was great. You know, the girls had a good time. You know, it was a great win for us. But, you know, like I told them yesterday, we have to move on. Because we're hot right now and we're playing very well, everybody's going to give us their best shot. Nobody's going to take us for granted now. So we have to be ready for that.
Finally, you got Kansas Sunday at the Coliseum at 3 p.m. Yep. Jayhawks are currently 12-7 overall, 2-6 in conference play. What does it take for your squad to grab that victory and add another W in that win column?
Well, they just won their last conference game against Oklahoma. Played very well without the Washington kid, which is their best player. She'll be back for our game. So they're going to come in. They play as well pressure defense as anybody in the league. So they're really – and they attack the rim off the dribble. They're more guards. You know, they have a couple post players, but they're really going with the guards attacking the rim. So we'll have to be ready. They're going to come in with a lot of quickness, a lot of pressure, and it's going to be the key, take care of the basketball and communicate on defense. And then, like always, you got to hit some shots, and hopefully we can do that.
He's WVU Women's Head Basketball Coach Mike Carey. Kansas Sunday, 3 p.m. Get out there and support the Mountaineers. 3 p.m. tip again out there at the Coliseum. Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.